You know, Proverbs says that happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. It's a good scripture reference for what we'll be discussing today. And it's Believers in Business. I want to thank you for joining us. My name is Ron Taylor. Patrick Smith is here once again to talk with us. Again, Patrick has been in the financial services industry for some 42 years now. And for the last 28 of those years, he served right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. In addition, he recently founded WealthAwareness.com. Patrick, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you, Ron. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We know, Patrick, on our show today, we're going to be discussing several topics. Wealth awareness, first of all, and what that's all about. We'll also get a look behind the scenes of Baring Financial. Really great opportunity because you've brought the whole team. The Smith family's here. Daniel and his wife, Ashley. Guys, welcome. Good to see you.
Good to be here. Thanks, Ron.
Hello, Ron.
You know, first of all, Baring has some exciting things happening, and one of which we want to mention is your wealth awareness workshops. And Daniel, if you'll jump in and kind of give us a breakdown about these workshops, really exciting news of what's going on.
Yeah, we're very excited. Ron, as you know, we as a firm teach people how money works, and that's what these workshops are all about. We're holding them regularly every month, and each month we'll be teaching on a different wealth awareness topic, much of which will include the defining moments in understanding money that everyone needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll focus on everyday economic trends and shifts that are dramatically impacting consumers and investors. In the world of financial advice, traditional thinking grossly underestimates the impact these economic trends and shifts will have on the future results of planning that you do today. So we want to introduce as many folks as we can to the wealth awareness process,
mm-hmm.
so they can have a better understanding of their money. You know, our experience is that that's what's missing in people's financial planning today, and that that's the good news that people need. So when you increase your awareness about your money today, that will determine how much money you have 10, 20, and even 30 years from now. But you know what? Guess what? More knowledge about your money today also empowers you to change your life now and live your best life today.
Very true.
Also, seating for each workshop is limited, so we do need people to register. But just like with our money work sessions, there's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no pressure or product sales.
Mm-hmm.
We want to create a safe environment for people to gain knowledge that will aid in their financial decision-making process. And lastly, when you consider scheduling the money work session, the one-on-one session with us, or coming to the wealth awareness workshop, we want you to think of it like this. The workshop is a class, and the money work session is a private lesson with a tutor.
Sure.
So it's kind of like if you're studying to become a doctor, you would go to medical school and receive your education primarily through book knowledge in the classroom or the lab, and then you would follow that up with an internship where you'd learn wisdom of how to apply that knowledge in the real world.
Really good examples, Daniel. And, you know, for our listeners, I want to point you to the website. Of course, it's wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. There you'll find the contact number. It's 817-571-2626. Again, that number is found on the website, wealthawareness.com. Your chance there to register for the next Wealth Awareness Workshop. Call and schedule the Money Work session. Of course, you get your questions answered. You learn more, really, about what we're discussing today in our short amount of time. Of course, you'll have the chance to meet face-to-face with the Smith family. Get to meet them. There's no cost, as Daniel mentioned. There's no obligation, no product sales pitch. It's a very comfortable process. It's really the beginning of a process, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Patrick Smith and his family joining us today on Believers in Business. Patrick, tell us about this wealth awareness approach to advising clients in your practice and really why you work the way you do.
Well, Ron, the focus of our practice is helping people discover exactly what they need to know about their money that they were not aware of before,
mm-hmm.
and teaching them how to ask the right questions for their specific situation. As you said a moment ago, the proverb you read is a good reference because what you know today will determine where you will be in the coming years. And knowledge is something that you learn, but wisdom is the ability to properly apply that knowledge to your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, I joined a group called the Wealth and Wisdom Institute. It's a group of professionals who are deeply concerned about the direction we're heading as a country and the impact that where we're going will have on everybody's everyday life going forward. This is why we're dedicated to educating people, helping them to prepare for the future that we're all facing. The vast majority of people are troubled and they're confused about the economy, their investments, and taxes. Why? Because they've been through decades of distress and distrust and disappearing money, and they've seen many popular financial strategies fail. Investors have been totally overwhelmed by the media, bullied by salespeople, and perplexed by millions of things that they feel they need to know. And most financial professionals today still offer the same old advice to their clients using conventional thinking about money. And it's not effective, and the drastic economic shifts that are taking place today are impacting their money and their everyday lives, and they want answers.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is advisors still using old financial strategies that simply do not produce successful results in the world that we live in today. For decades, they've taught consumers what to think about their money instead of teaching them how to think about their money.
That's a good point.
In other words, wisdom so that people can make better financial decisions for themselves, both for their life now and for the future.
Mm.
There are multiple factors affecting our money, and they need to be accounted for, and that's why we take the time to educate our clients about their money.
And that's what we really love about Patrick Smith and really your MO and the way that you do what you do so well, Patrick. Tell us about your history, if you will, brother, and really the experience as a financial advisor over the last 40 plus years. What a great legacy, and you're going stronger than ever. How has that really influenced the way that you work with your clients in particular?
Well, Ron, my career began in 1972 with an education by what I consider the most accurate thinking firm in the financial industry, Investors Diversified Services.
Mm-hmm.
They were the only true financial planning firm in the U.S. at that time. The first thing I learned in my career was what they call the four cornerstones to balance financial planning that, again, IDS created.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the first cornerstone is an umbrella of protection over your income, to be able to create an estate for you and your family to provide for them if something happens to you. Of course, that's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, an emergency fund, saving of 3 to 6 months of living expenses in cash, and it doesn't matter what the return is because it's for emergencies.
Right.
Number three, a long-term guaranteed accumulation plan, tax-favored when possible, and the purpose being the provision for future long-term expenditures, such as buying a house, cars, education, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, a retirement plan, preferably tax-favored and guaranteed, like the old defined benefit pension plan.
Sure.
Over the years, the instruments used to accomplish these things can change, but these principles will always provide a solid foundation, and they're just as vital today in dealing with our finances, if not more so than they have been in the past.
Mm.
The problem is they've been ignored by the average advisor over the last 30, 35 years.
Right.
In the 1980s, I also worked at E.F. Hutton. You remember the commercials?
I do remember the commercials.
When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
People listen, exactly.
I had a lot of fun with that. When I first joined E.F. Hutton at age 31, I realized that at my young age, there was still a lot that I didn't know.
Mm.
So I recruited an older gentleman with more experience, and he became a mentor for me. And one day after he had worked with me for a while, in one conversation, he revealed to me what has proven to be the core value that I offer clients that they usually haven't received from other advisors.
Mm.
And we were actually sitting with a wealthy client of his doing some estate planning, and we finished the work we were doing, and the gentleman left. And as we were sitting there, the man's name was Gene Clark, and Gene said, "Patrick, do you know why people do business with you?" And I said, "Well, Gene, I think they like me, they trust me, they believe I know what I'm talking about." He said, "Yeah, all those are true, but do you know the one reason that people do business with you?" And I said, "Well, I guess I don't, but I'm hoping you're going to tell me." And he said, Patrick, the reason people do business with you is because you help them ask the right questions
for
their situation. Mm-hmm. And that's when the light came on.
Interesting.
And it's been the foundation of what I do ever since. Mm-hmm. I've used that foundation since I started Bearing Financial in 1986. And ever since then, I've helped people all across Texas preserve and increase their wealth and keep their money moving forward to pass on a legacy to the next generation.
It's a great story, Patrick. And when I first met you and when I heard about the notion of asking the right questions, it really did. It really set you straight when we're talking about these matters. Wealthawareness.com is where I want to point you today as you go and learn more about what we're discussing on the air. Wealthawareness.com, and you'll find all the information there about registering for the next Wealth Awareness Workshop. This is where you want to really get involved and call and schedule the Money Work session as well. You get your questions answered, learn more about what we're discussing today. As we've mentioned, you get a chance to meet face-to-face with Patrick and Daniel, Ashley. No cost involved. It's absolutely free of charge. There's no obligation. You're not going to have a pressured sales pitch waiting on you. It really is the beginning of a process, as we've mentioned. It's the wealth awareness process of learning just how your money works. Call the number 817-571-2626. That number's on the website when you log on to wealthawareness.com, and you can register right there as well. You know, Patrick, you mentioned a moment ago that for roughly 28 years now, you've been helping people across Texas preserve and increase their wealth and keep their, you know, keep their money moving forward to pass on to a legacy for the next generation. I think it's that, it's those skill sets that we, you know, we need to really embrace. Tell us about wealthawareness.com and really what kind of led you to create the wealth awareness process in particular.
Well, Ron, back in 2008 when the market crashed, none of my clients lost any money with me. And this because their money was in safe instruments that they had determined were the right fit for them. Mm-hmm. They decided this after I had taken the time to educate them on the choices available to them and the possible impact of each choice that it might have on their money going forward. After the recession, I realized the enormous lack of education about money there is for the typical investor from advisors who just want to sell them something. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge need for a very strategic planning to save people from the experience of what have become horrible unintended consequences that can come as a result of just being unaware.
Sure.
I began searching for professionals in the industry that feel the same way I do and who had also developed the tools of communication to teach the people how to think accurately about their money regarding all the dramatic changes in the landscape of our economy. Mm-hmm. Now I have a quick mind for math and strategies, but I view things from a 1,000-foot perspective, you know, the big picture.
Sure.
So I was looking for some people of like mind that could lay out the details of everything that is impacting our money today, but could also teach it in a way that is not confusing, but clear and effective. Mm-hmm. That's when I was introduced to the group I mentioned before, Wealth and Wisdom Institute. And since then, I've met several other peers in my field as well, whom I call accurate thinkers. As a result, I was taken back to the simplicity and the power of basic financial planning from my roots that I learned from IDS. So a few years ago, I brought Daniel, you know, in to work with me, and we began to develop the wealth awareness process. And shortly after that, Daniel got married, and we had the opportunity to bring Ashley in to manage the office.
Very good.
You see, business today is driven by the information age and the convenience of online access. Mm-hmm. And that's great for getting information faster, but people need access to right information. They need wisdom to make their own choices once they have that information, and they need relationships with someone who will earn their trust in helping them understand and execute those choices. As I mentioned earlier, I'm deeply concerned about the direction that we're headed and the impact it will have on everyone's life. Mm. I believe that sitting right in front of everyone listening is an opportunity to do something about it, but they don't always see it.
Sure.
This opportunity is so crucial to each person's individual future, I believe that I have an obligation to provide this information, even if it means they may say no to the idea. Mm. But how can you be aware of something that you're not aware of? And how can you say yes or no to ideas that you don't even know exist? Here's my question to our audience. If I can give you more information and more knowledge to make better life decisions, is that the type of planning you want to pursue, or do you simply want to buy some products? And that is the point of wealth awareness.
The wealth awareness. And again, when you go to the website, it really details everything that we're talking about today, as Patrick has explained, wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. And there you'll find the information and the phone number if you'd like to make the phone call. And Ashley certainly will talk with you and discuss any questions you might have and answer any questions that you might have to talk about. You can register on the phone. The number's there on the website, wealthawareness.com. It's the Wealth Awareness Workshop. Now, to schedule the Money Work session, you simply go to the website as well. You'll get all your questions answered. Learn more about what we're discussing today, and you'll meet face-to-face with Patrick and his family. No cost, no obligation. It's the beginning of a process, as we've discussed, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Wealthawareness.com, and the number to call is 817-571-2626. You know, Daniel, you mentioned earlier that each month the workshops that we've been discussing will feature a different wealth awareness topic. And I think this is really, really unique. Take a few minutes, if you will, and highlight a few of the key principles about money that are covered in the workshops and also in the Money Work sessions.
Definitely, Ron. The best way to do that is probably to talk about some of the defining moments in understanding money. First of all, some of the workshops will be centered around the power of zero. You'll learn how to transform your retirement by getting to the 0% tax bracket, and you'll learn why this is so important. So let's touch on the reason why right now. Mm-hmm. We'll start with defining moment number one in understanding money, and that is your money may never be worth more than it is today, and that's because of inflation. $1,000 today with an annual inflation rate of 3% will have the buying power of only $412 in 30 years.
That's staggering.
And this means that as long as we experience inflation year after year, today's dollars are the most valuable and today's dollars have the most buying power. So the next is defining moment number two in understanding money. You may be in the lowest tax bracket you'll ever be in. Why? Well, at the beginning of the program, we mentioned the economic trends and shifts taking place that need to be considered. Changing demographics is one of those shifts. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we have 10,000 people a day turning 65 and moving closer to retirement. Mm-hmm. That's the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. And behind them, there's only around half that many, somewhere 40 to 45 million, to take their place in the workforce. So what we're seeing is that we have less workers supporting more retirees who are living longer on government-funded programs like Social Security, Medicare. Mm-hmm. And this means that the current tax revenue is decreasing at the same time the number of retirees who are dependent on the programs that revenue pays for is increasing. And we add to that the continually growing national debt because of our government's huge appetite for spending.
True.
Somehow it's all got to get paid for. So the question is, do you think taxes will be lower in the future or higher?
Daniel, I have a really good feeling that the answer is higher. I mean, it's quite obvious, isn't it?
That's where the math points, you know? So when you apply those two defining moments to your decisions, especially around your retirement plans, mm-hmm. it should lead you to this question. If your money may never be worth more than it is today due to inflation, and this is the lowest tax bracket you'll be in ever, you may be in ever due to demographics, why is traditional financial thinking telling you to take as much of today's money as you can and throw it as far as you can into the future, where it could have the least buying power and be taxed the most? Mm. Well, one more question for you. Is tax deferral, 401ks, IRAs, things like that, is tax deferral solving your money problem? Or better stated, is it solving your buying power problem, both now and for the future? Or is tax deferral feeding the problem and making it bigger with every passing year? Hmm. So in the workshops, and especially in the Money Work session, you're going to learn what you can do to truly solve this problem. And one part of that is getting to the 0% tax bracket. All right, so there's some other highlights included in there. Understanding the three tax buckets of money is also a part of that. Mm-hmm. You have a taxable bucket, tax-deferred bucket and tax-free bucket. These are all areas that your money falls into, and having that right balance is part of how you get to the 0% tax bracket. Another thing that you'll learn is understanding the three types of money. We have lifestyle money, accumulated money, and transferred money. And transferred money, we call that money leaks.
Right.
That's major negative transfers of wealth that happen every day in people's lives, and many times they aren't aware of it, and a lot of times it's unnecessary.
Right.
And most people, they're focused on their lifestyle money and their accumulated money, you know, spending and saving and what kind of rate of return. But the key to making a big difference in their future and in their wealth is that it's hidden in the transferred money.
Interesting.
Some examples of major money leaks. One might be, well, it's like how you pay for your home, how you choose to pay for your home, how you choose to pay for your cars, major costs like that. Mm-hmm. Education. Another big one is taxes. If you get a tax return.
Right.
If you get a tax return every year, that's a big money leak, because the average tax return for people every year is somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000 a year.
Wow.
And that's thousands of dollars that you could be putting to use for yourself every year, and instead you're loaning it out to the government.
Exactly.
For no return. And that's just one example. So there's plenty of others that we can get into.
Certainly. And, you know, Patrick, it's really interesting, as Daniel was saying, it really begins to make sense, Patrick. And I think that's what is brought forth in the Money Work sessions and the workshops as well.
Yep. And as you can tell, Daniel's and I've been working together for 5 years, and
yeah,
he's a good student.
Certainly is. Certainly is. Wealthawareness.com is the website, wealthawareness.com. And of course, when you go there, you can find out more about scheduling that Money Work session and a meeting with the Smith family, and getting any questions that you have answered. There's no cost involved. There's no obligation. It's a very, very wonderful way to meet Patrick and everyone with Baring Financial. They're the beginning of a process, as we've discussed. It's the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Wealthawareness.com. The phone number is there. I'll give it to you here now as well. It's 817-571-2626. 817-571-2626. When you call that number, a very delightful lady is going to answer the telephone, and her name is Ashley, and she's here. And Ashley, tell us a little bit about, as we kind of get toward the end of our conversation here, tell us a little bit about the client experience.
Sure, Ron. Well, when people call in, they're going to be getting me directly. The only way they would not get me is if I'm on the other line or we're out of the office. My voice is also the recording on the answering machine, so either way, you're going to be hearing my voice.
Very good.
Many times when people that are with a big brokerage firm need to call and speak to someone about their account, they have to go through those automated menus before finally reaching a live person. And even then, you're just talking to an employee in a call center. They don't know you, you don't know them, they don't know anything about your situation. And it might seem trivial that we talk about answering our own phones, but if you've ever been the person navigating through all those menus just to ask a question, and I have been that person so many times, it really is significant to be able to just get a live person straight away.
Sure.
So once you call in, you can request your Money Work session or register for one of our workshops. As Daniel mentioned earlier, we do recommend doing both. When you schedule your one-on-one, I have a few key questions that I will ask over the phone. For example, I will ask if you receive a tax refund every year. If the answer is yes, then that's a possible money leak. So there are questions like that. As far as specific details go, those will be discussed in the appointment, and we don't go into any of that over the phone. When you arrive at the office, I will personally be there to greet you and get you settled in. I always have plenty of coffee and chocolate on hand, so you can be looking forward to that.
Love that.
I'll be at the workshops as well. At the workshops, we'll also have some refreshments and snacks for you to enjoy during the presentation. We really do try to create a comfortable and relaxed environment. If you've ever met Patrick or any of us, you know that we are not high-pressure salespeople. Mm-hmm. We really are very much relationship-oriented. And another thing that I would like to point out is that our clients get to work with an independent advisor. Some of the big companies, they do a lot of their business through representatives. And although these advisors, they have their own offices and they answer their own phones, they may be limited in what financial instruments or strategies they can offer you. because they have to work with what is approved by the company that they represent.
Mm.
Here at Baring, Patrick gets to handpick the products he uses based on the determinations made by you, the client, and according to your specific circumstances and needs. And I think that's a value that really sets us apart from a lot of other advisors out there.
You know, and it's really great, Ashley, and thank you for joining us on the show today, because it really gives us insight as to just how the experience is going to go when they make the phone call, and that initial contact is so very important. And Daniel, thank you for sharing your time and bringing your lovely wife, Ashley, here. And guys, it's just a wonderful opportunity to meet you guys. And Patrick, this is a family business,
yeah.
Very obvious.
Yeah, and this kind of all started because a few years ago, I had several clients all of a sudden ask me, well, what happens if something happens to you, you know, this gray on my chin?
Mm-hmm.
And and I said, well, I said, you know, it's a family business. I've got my children working yeah. with me, and now we're starting to see it blossom, and that's a reality for our clients. It's
Indeed.
Important to them.
What a blessing. And I highly endorse these good folks at Baring Financial. And you, what you hear is what you're going to get today. And when you call and talk with Ashley and schedule the MoneyWork session, for example, 817-571-2626 is the number. All the information's on the website at wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. And there you can register for the Wealth Awareness Workshop. Schedule the MoneyWork session. You'll find out more on the website as well. Get those questions answered that might be lingering at this point. Maybe just a few questions. And you can certainly, there's information on the website. Learn more about what we're discussing today. And of course, the no cost, no obligation MoneyWork session. Wealthawareness.com, and call the number 817-571-2626. For Patrick Smith, Daniel Smith, and Ashley Smith, I'm Ron Taylor. It is Believers in Business.